Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks, in for Adam Hess. The United States of America is 250 years old, and many area communities are holding 4th of July events today that will celebrate our country's birthday and independence. Lone Rock's annual celebration is currently underway. The marketplace is open, a 5K water walk run is being held coming up here shortly at 8, and the parade steps off at 11. The Community Congregational Church of Lone Rock will be serving barbecue chicken at Fireman's Park starting at 11, and an EMS chicken barbecue will be at Lone Rock Fire Department after the parade. At noon, the bouncy houses for kids will get underway, a sand wrestling tournament, and Tuningo will be held at 4. Music will be provided by Doc's DJ from 5 until midnight. A raffle drawing from will start at 6 and fireworks at dusk. There will also be a concession stand. You can find more information on the Lone Rock 4th of July website, lonerock4thofjuly.org, and the Lone Rock 4th of July Facebook page. The Boscobel Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration is being held at Crown Sage Park in Boscobel. Activities include the Firecracker Run starting at 8 this morning, the Giant Street Parade starting at 1. Kids' rides will be from 1:30 to 7. Countryfied Band will be from 3 to 7. Also, Willie and Hank Kids Firefighting Challenge will be from 6:30 until 8. And the area's largest fireworks show will be at dusk. Concessions and food will be available during the event. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks. American Legion Post 223, sponsoring this year's 4th of July celebration at Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Beginning at 4, Donnie Razik will play live music, followed by a special performance of the play Oh Say Can You See, 250 Years of American History, at 7. From 4 until 9, enjoy various foods, beverages, and family-friendly activities. There will be a fireworks show over Veterans Memorial Lake at dusk. Other area communities that will be holding fireworks shows tonight include Eastman, Gays Mills, Lafarge, Mauston, Mazamani, Mineral Point, Platteville, Toma, Viroqua, and Westby. You can find a full list of fireworks shows on the Hidden Valleys of Southwestern Wisconsin Facebook page. Governor Tony Evers, in partnership with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, has announced a strategic trade mission to Ghana and South Africa scheduled for this summer. The delegation aims to strengthen international trade efforts, promote Wisconsin's diverse exports, and solidify economic partnerships within two of Africa's most dynamic markets. The mission's primary objective is to ensure the Wisconsin vital industries, ranging from agriculture and manufacturing to healthcare, continue to thrive through global engagement. By fostering people-to-people ties and educational connections, the administration seeks to create long-term certainty for local businesses and regional economies during a period of global trade uncertainty. A key highlight of the trip will be a visit to the niche cocoa industry, LTD, in Ghana. As the largest cocoa processor in the country, it maintains a significant North American presence with a manufacturing facility in Franklin, Wisconsin, representing a major African foreign direct investment in the state. The governor also plans to meet with various Wisconsin-based companies currently operating in South Africa to discuss expansion and future economic opportunities. With Africa's housing the world's youngest and fastest growing population, the Evers administration views this mission as a critical step in positioning Wisconsin industries to benefit from the continent's rising consumer demand and demographic expansion. This visit marks the governor's fourth international trade mission since 2018, following successful delegations to Japan, Europe, and the United Kingdom. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board officially approved the deer harvest quotas and framework for the upcoming 2026 hunting season during their meeting on June 24th. This announcement from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources sets the stage for a season shaped by local population data and community input. A significant highlight for the 2026 season is the availability of 272,720 total bonus antlerless harvest authorizations. Those permits, which go on sale starting August 17th, are offered in addition to the free authorizations typically issued in farmland zones. The distribution of these opportunities varies across deer management units to ensure that harvest levels align with specific local population objectives. This tailored approach allows for more aggressive management where deer populations are high and more conservative measures where numbers are low. The DNR developed these season recommendations in close partnership with citizen deer advisory councils, incorporating public feedback to balance ecological goals with hunter interests. Notably, bonus antlerless authorizations will be available in nearly every management unit across the state, with DMU 116 being the sole exception following a specific recommendation from its local council. Hunters planning to secure additional authorizations can do so through Go Wild license portal or at physical license sales locations starting at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 17th. The sales rollout will begin 3 days of zone-specific availability before all remaining permits open to the general public on Thursday, August 20th. Comprehensive resources, including full quota details and season structures, remain available on the DNR's official hunting webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is celebrating the 50th anniversary of its Wisconsin Cancer Reporting System this month, marking a significant milestone in the state's ongoing efforts to prevent and treat cancer. Established in 1976 to collect statewide cancer data, the WCRS is recognized as the ninth oldest cancer registry in the United States and serves as a vital component of a national network that provides a complete picture of new cancer cases, treatments, and outcomes across the country. Today, the WCRS collects critical diagnosis data from healthcare providers throughout Wisconsin, tracking over 330 different types of cancer. Pula Tran, state health officer and administrator of the Division of Public Health, emphasized the importance of this work, noting that collecting data, tracking health outcomes, and identifying disease trends are the cornerstones of public health. For the past 50 years, the Wisconsin Cancer Reporting System has been a core part of how the state delivers on this mission. According to Tran, the program enables officials to better inform prevention, testing, and treatment strategies to save lives. By monitoring cancer trends over time, the WCRS allows health officials to track diagnosis rates and identify key factors related to cancer cases in Wisconsin. This comprehensive information empowers cancer control programs and healthcare providers to make informed decisions that improve screening, prevention, and treatment recommendations. The maintenance of high-quality, long-term cancer data records provides essential insights for both health research and patient outcare. Current data from the WCRS highlights significant progress, including steady improvements in survival rates for many cancers, particularly pediatric cancers. In the mid-1970s, 58% of children and 68% of adolescents diagnosed with cancer survived at least 5 years, whereas today, 5-year survival rates for both groups have risen to approximately 85%. The registry is also instrumental in identifying emerging trends, such as the data showing an increased risk of colorectal cancer among younger adults, which has contributed to lowering the recommended starting age for colorectal cancer screening from 50 to 45.